One of the things that happens when we become so preoccupied with the realities of the here and now is that we stop trusting God. And that's a big mistake. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I've been there, you've been there, we believed in God, but we stopped believing that He's intimately involved in our lives. We'd forgotten that He loves us and that He wants to make a powerful difference. But you have to trust in something, so we trust in other people or in our own strength or our bank balance or the plans we've made for tomorrow, as though any of those things are as trustworthy as God Himself. So let me ask you, how well has that worked for you in the past? Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. This is what the Lord says. Bad things will happen to those who put their trust in people. Bad things will happen to those who depend on human strength. That's because they've stopped trusting in the Lord. They're like a bush in the desert where no one lives. It's in a hot and dry land. It's in bad soil. That bush doesn't know about the good things that God can give. I so relate to that bush. There have absolutely been times when, even though I knew in my head that God was faithful, that He was ready, willing, and able to be part of my life, I'd forgotten it in practice. I wasn't living my life as though it were true. And that, I think, is the very definition of stopping to trust in the Lord. You end up in a hot, dry land in bad soil, and you completely forget about the good things that God can give. So trust in the Lord. That's His word fresh for you today. And the best way I know of trusting in Him through thick and thin is to let Him speak His word into your heart day after day. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.